Taqwa is, you know, people translate that as the fear of Allah. Taqwa comes from the word wiqaya. Wiqaya actually means protection. Taqwa is similar to ittiqa, to seek protection, to try to protect yourself. That's why on Judgment Day, everybody will try to protect themselves. So Allah says, وَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمًا يَجْعَلُ الْبِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. How will you protect yourself on the day if you've disbelieved? The day on which a baby's hair is going to turn gray. So he uses the word tattaqun to describe protecting yourself. That's what the real meaning of taqwa is, to protect yourself. Allah says, Allah gave you fasting so you can protect yourself. What does that mean? Let's try to understand what that means. Human beings, us, we have certain training. You have to go through training if you want to get good at something. Especially physical training. Like if somebody they want to become a soldier, or they want to become a police officer, then they have to go through certain kinds of training. And their body learns to adapt. Like at the beginning it's hard, and then it gets easier and easier and easier for them, right? And this idea of training, putting yourself in difficulty, it helps you in not, well, by the way, when you're in training, things are easy. When you're in the training program, things are easy. Like for example, when they train firemen, they set up a fire to put it out, but they control the fire. It's not like a real fire in a building. It's controlled, so it's easier. They make you jump down a building, but it's easier. It's not like the real thing. They go easy on you, and then when you get good enough, then they put you in the real life situation. You understand that, right? Now the same thing happens with fasting. Fasting is your training for real life. And by the way, I told you, when training goes on, then it's easier. Controlled fire. Controlled situations. What does Allah do? Does Allah make fasting in Ramadan easier? Does He cage up shaitan? Does He put the shaitan away? He does, doesn't He? He's going easy on you. So your heart can get a chance to train and get better without being in the battlefield. The second Ramadan is over, Eid Mubarak, guess what? Shaitan is out. And the war begins. And all of that training will now come in handy. But if you didn't train yourself properly, eh. Look, just to help the younger guys here, this is for the younger guys especially. If a guy wants to join the army, he has to go through physical training. So they make the guy jump over a wall or climb a wall and go on the other side. So two guys join the military. One of them jumps over the wall, the other one goes around the wall. They both got to the other side. You have to do it 10 times. One guy jumps over it 10 times, the other guy walks over it 10 times. Right? Now when they're on the battlefield and they have to go over a wall, who's going to go and who's going to fail? You understand? They both can say, I did it, I made it to the finish line. Well, that's what you wanted, to reach the finish line. I did it. You will fast and your brother will fast, but your fasting will not be the same. It won't be the same. The guy who applied himself and actually trained himself, and the guy who didn't train himself, they're not going to get the same results.